Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Germany's fiber optic rollout is surging ahead of forecasts. Publicis has won a major advertising mandate for Telefónica O2 after a fiercely competitive pitch. And Telefónica is set to relocate a key mobile mast to maintain uninterrupted network service.
The publication Welt.de reports on a study examining the progress of fiber optic internet availability in Germany. The article explains that as of June, 52.8% of households, businesses, and government agencies already have fiber optic connections, which marks a significant increase compared to previous years. The study highlights that the current pace of expansion has outstripped earlier predictions, with experts forecasting that the fiber share could reach around 60% by the end of 2025. It notes that while this progress exceeds the former government's goal of 50% coverage by 2025, the original target of complete coverage by 2030 is expected to be missed due to challenges at the final stages of rollout. In addition, the article from Welt.de emphasizes the importance of fiber technology over traditional cable or DSL, and it mentions that key policy figures, including Federal Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger, are optimistic about further accelerating the expansion with improved planning and regulatory support.
In another article, Welt.de discusses the criticism aimed at Deutsche Telekom regarding its fiber optic expansion strategies. The report provides insights into allegations that the company intentionally delays the rollout of fast internet by adopting practices such as reopening construction sites where competitors have already installed fiber. According to the publication, industry associations like Breco and Consumer Advocates have repeatedly criticized Deutsche Telekom for potentially disadvantaging competitors and extending the lifespan of its existing copper networks through hybrid tariffs. The article notes that Deutsche Telekom denies these accusations, referring to the findings of a Federal Network Agency report which found no evidence of anti-competitive behavior. This piece from Welt.de also highlights the ongoing debate around market practices and the challenges of ensuring that rapid technological advancements benefit end users without compromising fair competition.
The Horizont.net article reports that Publicis has secured the long-standing advertising mandate for Telefónica O2 after a highly competitive pitch process. The article explains that the contest, considered one of the largest non-media pitches in Germany this year, saw Publicis prevailing over competitors such as WPP and Omnicom, which had regrouped as Team BBDO with external support. It outlines that the annual fee for the contract is estimated to be between 10 million and 15 million euros, and emphasizes that the new mandate covers creative communication, social media and sponsoring, retail marketing, customer-based communications, as well as performance marketing. The article includes comments from Steve Plesker, Director Brand and Marketing Communications at Telefónica O2 Germany, noting that a strong brand is essential in the competitive telecommunications market. This detailed report from Horizont.net also highlights the complexities of the negotiations, which involved multiple price rounds in coordination with Telefónica's central office in Spain.
Turning to another topic, the Märkische Allgemeine article discusses the impending relocation of a mobile phone mast at the entrance of Wittbrietzen. The report indicates that the termination of the rental contract by the property owner will require Telefónica, which supplies the network for both Wittbrietzen and Elsholtz, to find a new location before the end of the contract in mid-2027. The article details the community concerns about potential network interruptions, drawing comparisons to previous incidents with other providers that resulted in extended outages. It further explains that ATC Germany, a subsidiary of the American Tower Corporation responsible for mast installations, is tasked with the challenging search for a suitable replacement site, a process that involves technical checks, regulatory approvals, and negotiations with property owners. The spokesperson for Telefónica expresses confidence that with prompt support from the municipality of Bielitz, a seamless transition can be achieved and any disruption in service will be prevented, as reported by Märkische Allgemeine.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports that Amazon delivered a solid second quarter based on standard stock market metrics, with total revenues reaching $167.7 billion and an operational profit of $19.2 billion. Thereby exceeding revenue expectations but showing some pressure in its operating margins. The article explains that while Amazon achieved commendable performance numbers, its direct competitors, Alphabet, Microsoft, and Meta Platforms, are making notable advancements in AI, creating heightened market enthusiasm and competitive pressure. It is detailed that Amazon's cloud division, AWS, grew by 17%, meeting forecasts but falling short of the higher standards set by peers, which raises concerns about its ability to capture the full benefit of the current AI boom. Furthermore, the report highlights that Amazon is ramping up investments in data centers and AI infrastructure, with capital expenditures for AI significantly increased, aiming to meet the growing demand for computing power, although these higher investments are expected to weigh on the near-term results. Lastly, while several market analysts remain optimistic about Amazon's long-term prospects, citing strengths in retail and cost control, they also caution about the increased investment needs and competitive challenges, particularly in comparison with Microsoft's Azure, which may impact the firm's performance in the evolving AI landscape.
The article published by Telterif.de outlines Vodafone's latest promotional strategy aimed at attracting new cable customers with a €120 cashback incentive. The report explains that for the Giga Zuhause cable offerings, such as the 50 megabit per second plan, the cashback reduces the effective monthly cost to €19.99 or even to €9.99 for Giga Combi customers, with additional benefits including a waived connection fee during the initial contract period. The article further details that for the Giga Zuhause Cable 50, the initial reduced monthly fee is €9.99 during the first year, rising to €39.99 afterwards, but the cashback amount, when averaged over 24 months, effectively lowers the overall cost. It also mentions that customers opting for higher bandwidth options like the Kabel 250 model receive comparable cost benefits after similar deductions, with the campaign extending an extra incentive for customers under the age of 28 through a €100 best choice voucher. Additionally, the promotion incorporates a seamless contract switching service called Wechselzer Advice, designed to ensure an uninterrupted internet connection by managing the termination of the old contract, thereby emphasizing Vodafone's strategic efforts to resolve customer transition concerns and enhance competitive positioning.
The publication Wirtschaftswoche presents a detailed and critical analysis of how smartphones are affecting the upbringing and daily lives of children and teenagers in modern society. The article opens with a depiction of a typical dinner conversation, where a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old casually recount their day, filled with activities such as hockey training, social media engagement, and even exposure to negative online behaviors. It emphasizes that, despite these seemingly ordinary happenings, there is a deeper impact at play. The rise of a generation of smombies whose attention spans and cognitive patterns are being continuously fragmented by the incessant flow of digital information. The report draws on historical perspectives by recalling established educational theories from John Locke and Jean-Jacques Rousseau, contrasting these with warnings delivered by media theorists like Neil Postman and Marshall McLuhan, who long ago identified the profound societal shifts triggered by new media. According to the article, the smartphone not only changes the method of communication, but also significantly alters how children process information, fostering immediate reactions and superficial thinking instead of reflective learning. It further warns that as digital platforms increasingly rely on algorithmic content and generative AI to deliver personalized feedback, there is a risk that children may be confined within echo chambers crafted by commercial interests, thereby losing the gradual, protective exposure to the complexities of the real world. In summary, the Wirtschaftswoche article serves as a cautionary exploration of the rapid digitalization of childhood, urging a reconsideration of how technological advances may be undermining traditional developmental processes and parental roles in nurturing independent, thoughtful individuals.
In the area of politics and regulation, the Frankfurter Rundschau published the article Wer ausbaut, ist der Dümmer, which examines the challenges and complexities surrounding the expansion of fiber optic networks in Germany. The article reports that consumer demand for fiber optic connectivity is strong, noting that last year saw an increase of 1.3 million households with such connections, bringing the total to nearly 6 million, while fiber is available in 53% of German buildings. The Frankfurter Rundschau explains that experts agree that fiber technology, which transmits data via light signals at high speed, is poised to become the new standard for fixed-line broadband. However, the article also highlights concerns raised by industry competitors such as Vodafone and Anga executives regarding proposed regulatory measures by Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger. These proposals, aiming to introduce a legal entitlement for open access to fiber infrastructure within each dwelling, could force companies to share the networks they invest heavily in, thus intensifying the already significant financial risks by potentially incurring costs above 1,000 euros per unit. Continuing with the discussion, the Frankfurter Rundschau notes that industry voices fear the mandatory sharing of newly deployed fiber connections may lead to reduced incentives for private investments and network expansion. It is emphasized that key players consider such measures as potentially favoring Deutsche Telekom, which, despite recent efforts to increase its street-level fiber installations, still faces challenges with internal cabling and rental properties. The article underlines that a clear regulatory framework is urgently required, citing comments from representatives who argue for maintaining competitive investment conditions while providing a viable pathway for rapid broadband rollout. This tension between accelerating infrastructure deployment and ensuring fair competition presents a significant regulatory challenge for the sector in Germany. Overall, the Frankfurter Rundschau portrays a critical moment in the debate where policy decisions could either stimulate or stifle the much-needed expansion of ultra-fast digital networks.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports that Deutsche Telekom has entered the race with a new AI-enabled smartphone, the KI phone, priced at 149 euros. According to the article, the device integrates advanced AI services provided by Perplexity and features a unique user interface that initially displays a magenta background without traditional app icons, allowing information to appear directly in response to voice commands. Telekom's technology head Claudia Namat and Germany chief Rodrigo Diehl introduced the KI phone as a practical everyday assistant, highlighting its potential to democratize access to artificial intelligence. The article states that the smartphone runs on Android 15 and is supported by a promise of multiple software updates, ensuring robust security through periodic maintenance and Google fixes. In addition, the publication notes that, while competitors like Samsung and Apple are developing their own AI solutions, Deutsche Telekom's innovative approach may significantly influence the market, especially within the entry-level smartphone segment.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.